microphone master. The most innovative, understated, put others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays right in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, Blaze Rock, banging and fire.
I was on the road, didn't know which way to go. I think I hear a praying man coming, a praying man coming. Sometimes I couldn't read the signs, my people done left me behind. Think I hear a praying man coming. I think I hear a praying man coming.
Stumbling along the path, he emerged from the grass. Stopped at me and asked why so sad. Perhaps because they had taken what I had. I'm sure it wasn't much to them, but it was all that I could grab. I was on my way to church, I was running late at first. But after all this riffraff here, I'm in service and it hurts. But what's worse, I'm not sure how long I've been swaying in the breeze. Tired of talking to the trees and you the first praying man I've seen. I figured you lend a hand, but that's if you got some time. I'm glad you looked up because most people pay no mind. He smiled and said, son, well I can do you one better. He removed a pocket knife and cut me down from my oppressor forever.
Yes, I was on the road, didn't know which way to go. I think I hear a praying man coming, a praying man coming. Sometimes I couldn't read the sign, my people done left me behind. Think I hear a praying man coming.
He emerged from the mist, asked me how I got far from the beach. Cause they stripped me of my pride and put these shackles on my feet. I was stacked on top of my folk and it was really hard to breathe. It was a little hard to believe that I've been caught up in this mess. That some of my own people would sell me to my death. It was a lot of us on the ride and it was a lot of us that was lost. But some of us couldn't take it, so some of us jumped off. And I'm really glad you found me on your course. I've been out here for a while and there's no sign of the shore. He smiled and said, son, well I can do you one better. He lended me his hand and picked me up from my oppressor forever.
Yes, I was on the road, didn't know which way to go. I think I hear a praying man coming, a praying man coming. Sometimes I couldn't read the sign, my people done left me behind. Think I hear a praying man coming.
Me what I was running from and where I was trying to go. Well, I was working in the field and one of my kinfolk just got killed and I knew they'd come for me. And Lord knows I want to live. See, I heard this people free. Not that far, but far for me to be running from these dogs with no shoes up on my feet. I heard of this railroad that ventures underground and takes my kind of people to a place that we can't be found. And I've been wounded for some miles, so I decided to risk my head. I guess they let me go because they assumed that I was dead. He smiled and said, son, hop in this wagon and get settled. He offered me a ride and drove me far from my oppressor forever.
Yes, I was on the road, didn't know which way to go. I think I hear a praying man coming.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I have with me Star Saxon and Blaze Rock. We're going to try to see if we can effort Mr. Rich Nix, and I am J-Love. So, the song that you just heard that we came out of was Big Crit featuring B.B. King. It's called Praying Man. And this intro, I want to take it wherever you want, fellas. A lot has been going on in all of our lives lately. And the passing of B.B. King is one that I wanted to touch on briefly. The song that Blaze Rock and I have, it's called Everybody Up. And in the first line, I talk about listening. In the first verse, it talks about listening to my grandmother's porch, listening to Bobby Blue Bland and all that stuff. And my grandmother, who passed away recently, they used to listen to blues all the time. And as the verse says, the grown folks were in front, and the kids were in the back. But B.B. King, Bobby Blue Bland, and all that stuff, that I grew up kind of listening to that stuff. I couldn't name the songs by name, but I knew, a blues song when you hear it.
And one of the Stormy things was, Monday is Bobby, Bobby Blue Bland song. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Stormy Monday, and so
it's just interesting to me, as when somebody, oftentimes if an athlete passes away or if somebody, a musician passes away, it takes you back to a certain time in your life. And so with B.B. King, and when we leave the show, this episode, we'll be leaving out with one of a really famous B.B. King song. But with a lot of loss that's going on with all of us, and this is going to be a great episode with the guest appearances from Balance and from Haji. But I just wanted to take a second to reflect on what's going on in your lives, and so with the passing of B.B. King, it just made me want to think about that. So take it wherever you want to take it, fellas.
I mean, man, the dude's a legend. I gotta admit though, dude, like, I was slipping on my jazz and blues knowledge. I mean, like you said, I knew the songs, but I didn't know who was actually making them. I knew all the musicians, but I couldn't pair it up to the artists themselves. And once I graduated college in 99, I had an option to get a job in New Orleans. So I took that chance and missed my graduation and just got on a plane and moved to New Orleans. And the one thing I found about that city immediately was, it was interesting, it was like, and from my standpoint, it's like the only city in America that, for that standpoint, really didn't give a fuck about hip-hop. Like, hip-hop was not the biggest thing in New Orleans, for obvious reasons. And so, I mean, you had Master P, and you had Juvenile, and Lil Wayne started doing their thing, Hot Boys and whatnot. But when I landed there in, like, 99, dude, it was just like, okay, how many times can you play Juvenile? I've already played P a couple times. Let me just really get embraced with, like, the jazz culture of New Orleans. And so, for all intents and purposes, I mean, I just wanted a sabbatical, dude. I bought, like, one rap album in 1 year, and it was, like, that Method Man, Red Man Blackout, and, like, that was it. And other than that, dude, it was brass bands, it was Henry Butler, it was Kermit Ruffin, it was just digging through old records and just, like, getting my knowledge up. And then from there, in my spare time to work, I would find myself having off days over in Memphis, Tennessee, home of the blues, B.B. King, like you said. And so, in the early 2000s, pre-Katrina, I basically just went on a fucking walkabout to find out what the origins and the essence of the music was about, and then came back to L.A. with a different perspective on music.
Blaze Rock?
Yeah, that's kind of, it's funny, because I've been here in Arizona since I was, like, five. And so I haven't had a terribly large amount of experiences outside of the state. And, and anybody who lives here will tell you that, amongst the many great things about Phoenix and Arizona in general, right now it's May and folks are still out grilling like nothing, middle of the winter, all these different things that people talk about Phoenix. One of the things that we don't talk about, because there isn't, is really a culture of making things and a culture sort of like you experience in other places. But I was introduced to the blues when I was really young, and I always laugh about the Everybody Up track, because the Von Jay uses, it'll remind me kind of my childhood, because that's when I was introduced to Bobby Blue Bland and B.B. King and some other pseudo blues singers like Tyrone Davis, and so it was one of those things where if I hadn't had that upbringing, it would have made, it probably wouldn't have made as much sense. And it also obviously affects the music that I enjoy and the music that I create. So, it's crazy when you see some of these artists that have done so much. And then, bringing it back to a level of hip hop, there's so many rappers and producers who have you know, sampled or used the blues and the tone and the, you know, and the music itself, that, you know, it goes without saying that we owe a significant debt to the blues.
Yeah, so we gonna head out. We gonna get into a couple joints real quick, and we gonna get into a few conversations before we bring it back. Before we bring it back live, so we're gonna get into D Woods and Jay Schmoes called Running Man. I really like this joint. This is one of those that you can hear in the club. E-40 featuring Be Legit called Rearview Mirror. I just like this song.
Rearview Mirror. That's my joint. That's my shit.
Master Ace Incorporated, Jeep Ass Nigga. I did that for Star Saxon, because Star Saxon the one that put me up on that particular album way back in the day. So Master Ace Incorporated. And then when you come back, it's going to be a two-part conversation with Balance, and then a two-part conversation with a gentleman by the name of Soul Two Dots. So and then we're going to come back, and just when we come back, and I'm going to plant this seed right now with Star Saxon, the Clippers lost today. And so for my last words, all I want, before Star Saxon goes into his last words, I just want for my last words, Star Saxon to go in on the Clippers. That's what I want.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into D Woods featuring Jay Schmo called Running Man, E-40 featuring Be Legit, Rearview Mirror, and Mass Ace Incorporated, Jeep Ass Nigga. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
I'm so done with the club shit. If you ain't like me after that, well, fuck it. Cause I'ma get it, would you disapprove? Hit the scene with that 1-2, a stick and move. How you stay so loyal to a fucking crew when you don't come get wicked with the fucking dude? The way I kick it, let her tell you I'm the fucking truth. And you be kicking it with them names, they some fucking bulls. Tell them D-Woods, say it again, yeah, D-Woods, I said it again. I came up in this bitch, and I'm leaving with them. Up in the game, shit, we hoping we win. Why they praying we fall? Only thing I've ever had was my family and dogs. From the ill about the Skrilla, trying to be collecting it all. Yeah, I'm checking it all, wrecking shit like a car to a wall. I got my word and my balls, bitch, that's all I need. How you loving, he ain't got no fee. And I'ma play, shit, I ain't no P. I'm just a young go-getter, that's it about me. So, how you love that? Tell him how you love that. 1,000 miles in that pussy through. Running man, let me hit the running man, let me hit the running man. How you love that? Tell him how you love that. 1,000 miles in that pussy through the running man, let me hit the running man, let me hit the running man.
How you love that? Yeah, when this hit drop, on my way to the top, blowing up on the screen, on my way to be king. I'm in the fold of guap payment, show me the green. Looking for a fly lady to get in between. My eyes are always lazy, really, what does it mean? Now, watch me break it down, hear me through the town. Yo, there ain't nothing funny, yo, I get to frown. The 559, that's my stomping grounds. One day at a time, flowing through the clouds. Trees hella loud, hear the bass pound. Hating cause you mad, please don't have a cow. Success means no sleep, ain't sugarcoating shit. I'm as real as it gets, can't hold me like a piss. Life can be a bitch, so I'm here to show you what it is. Yo, tell me how you love that.
How you love that? Tell him how you love that. 1,000 miles in that pussy through. Running man, let me hit the running man, let me hit the running man. How you love that? Tell him how you love that. 1,000 miles in that pussy through the running man, let me hit the running man, let me hit the running man.
Lately I've been trying to take it slow, been caught up in the game, yo, I just can't let it go. I'm chasing paper.
Guess who's back up in it to win it, and I ain't happy till I'm stacking a few millions. I'm chilling, actually I'm the opposite, the kitty be rocking shit. Hop a pretty little ass up in my rocket ship, body on a million, she touch screen just like Pavilion, hands and feet to the ceiling. Lil mama on peak and I'ma kill it. And yeah, it's all G, the fucking realest. So, how you love that? Tell him how you love that. 1,000 miles in that pussy through the running man, let me hit the running man, let me hit the running man. How you love that? Tell him how you love that. 1,000 miles in that pussy through the running man, let me hit the running man, let me hit the running man.
My rearview mirror is vibrating. My rearview mirror is vibrating.
The beat keeps knocking down my rearview mirror.
My rearview mirror is vibrating. My rearview mirror is vibrating.
The beat keeps knocking down my rearview mirror.
Say, which way should I steer at? The beat keeps knocking.
down my rearview mirror. Blanking like a motherfucker swerving. Hope I don't bap in my 2010 Suburban. My right pocket been feuding with my left pocket. Cause my left pocket be having a thumper in it. My left pocket be feuding with my right pocket. Cause my right pocket be having more money in it. See that chick right there?
Yeah.
She a little old slut. She said he 40's a filth. Father, I like to fuck. Little girl, you way too young for me. What you need to do is go and get your mom. I heard she got some vicious dome matching. Gobble game is fire. Suction cup lips suck the air out of tire. Hips, butt, tits, bitch, call me sire. And I won't stop macking till I retire.
My rearview mirror is vibrating. My rearview mirror is vibrating.
The beat keeps knocking down my rearview mirror.
My rearview mirror is vibrating. My rearview mirror is vibrating.
The beat keeps knocking down my rearview mirror.
He's in my Swisher. Boy, like the blunt. Dub 7's in the trunk. About to make shit jump. I do my own stunts. This my favorite one. Dick sticking in the same position till the bitch come. Baby, I'm the one. Cold as a glacier. Heart like coal in the soul of a gangster. And I can make you famous. Better get dangerous. Courageous. Feel a game so contagious. Outrageous. Amazing. I keep the shit blazing. Can't nobody faze them. Only money can persuade them. Bottles by the cases. Models get wasted. Diamonds in my chain. Some more up in my bracelet. Pocket full of paper. Miss me with the fake shit. The 40 caliber spit till something get hit. Honor thy mother, but fuck these bitches. I keep the gang vicious, I'm ridiculous.
My rearview mirror is vibrating. My rearview mirror is vibrating.
The beat keeps knocking down my rearview mirror.
My rearview mirror is vibrating. My rearview mirror is vibrating.
The beat keeps knocking down my rearview mirror.
What it do, it's your boy Cousin Feet, man. So a special shout out to that Microphone Masters Radio, boy.
May I see your driver's license, please? What's that in your cassette deck?
Brainiac dum-dums, bust the scientifical approach to the course, and the force is centrifugal. Can you find your way through the lyrics that be catching them? Throw another rhyme across the room, they be fetching them. Then they take a loss to the master. And I throws crazy blows, and they knows I be plastering all across the room, on the ceilings and the walls too. Punk motherfuckers didn't know I had the balls to come around they block with my cock diesel system and turn it up to 10 and then start to diss them. And they didn't want to battle, if they did, when they saw me, they'd open up their trunk, but they tried to ignore me. Hey, motherfuckers, I know you hear me calling you. Thought you wanted some, but I see that you're all into frontin'. Ain't no future in your frontin', so let's get it on like Marvin Gaye.
Hey.
Take the cash and sit it on the hood of your bullshit low riding Cadillac. Back up your boys and let's start the battle. Act like you know the master ace. Don't play when it comes to my bass.
This ain't a blast from the past, it's a boomer from the future.
I'm a G-Bass nigga. Driving down the block, like what else should a brother do? It's Saturday, the heat might smother you. Rolling down my window, gee, I have an air conditioner. But I got the sound I want the whole world to listen to. Waiting at a red light, Kentucky Fried Chicken in. Low in theory tape in, bass crazy kicking in. See this Puerto Rican, Latin, Chico Rico Suave. In a red Corolla, ayo, does he wanna play? Pulling up beside me, looking like he want it. Show me what you got, then watch me get up on it. Holding up traffic, but we can't hear they horns. Cause he got music a grande, and he got it going on. But I think I better school him, cause he don't know the time. So I'm turning up the boom, cause he cannot fuck with mine. Brothers hear me hitting from like 50 blocks away. I wanna turn the head, so you know I got to play. High decibels passing through a residential district. See a few cuties and I turn it up like this quick. Mira, mira, man, don't sleep. I got the woofers in my jeans. I'm a Jeep ass nigga. Black boy,
boy, turn that shit down. You know that America don't wanna hear the sound of the bass drum, jungle music. Go back to Africa, nigga, I'll arrest you if you're holding up traffic. I'll be damned if I listen, so cops save your breath and write another ticket if you have any left, man. I'm breaking eardrums while I'm breaking the law. I'm disturbing all the peace, cause it's the soldier said war. To catch me if you can, here's a donut. Cause once you drive away, yo, you know I'm gonna go nut and turn it up the way it was before. Nice try, but you can't stop the power of the bass in your eye. I wonder if I blasted a little Elvis Presley, would they pull me over and attempt to arrest me? I really doubt it. They probably start dancing, jumping on my dick and pissing in their pants and wiggling and jiggling and grabbing on their pelvis. But you know my name, so you never hear no Elvis. Strictly the hardcore, dirty street level shit. Guards on my side, so watch what the devil get. Positivity hitting 50 levels deep. Coming out the woofers in my Jeep. I'm a Jeep ass nigga.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. This man needs no introduction. You should know who he is. His name is Balance. Very talented man. Welcome back. Before I get into the new project that you have, man, I want to ask you, what have you been able to, you know, you have, with your day job, what have you been able with this project to use to help make this project well-rounded and a success? Before we get into what this project is there anything from your day job that you were able to say, okay, I'm going to copy and paste this or take some of this knowledge and use it? What if anything were you able to do with that, man?
Pretty much just through the retail, you know, I got first-hand knowledge of what artists from the Bay people are searching for, what artists from the Bay people are interested in purchasing, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a store, so people aren't necessarily coming in there to window shop, although some do, but, you know, people are coming in there spending their hard-earned money on these artists. So one thing I did was, like, for the past year and a half, I used to just keep a log and write down names of artists that people were looking for. And my goal was to take these artists and put them on tracks that I thought they would sound good on, you know, like help pick the beat, help choose the subject, write the hook, or get somebody else to do the hook and, like, put the whole thing together. So this was my way of kind of giving back to the Bay Area. There's a lot of new artists on there, a lot of artists that I haven't worked with, a lot of artists that are doing their thing in the Bay Area. So I figured be my way of giving back and showcasing some of that talent, you know what I'm saying?
The name of the project is Bay Area's Finest. It's more of a compilation, correct?
Yeah, it's different than Golden State Warriors, because that's a compilation I've done before. For Golden State Warriors, I usually rap on every track.
Yeah.
But this one, I only rap on about three songs, and I do two hooks on the other, but the rest of it is other artists. But I still put it together and A&R'd it, so it still has that feel. You know what I mean?
Yep. That's what I wanted to ask you about, because in looking at the track list, that's what I noticed, is this you trying to maybe step behind the scenes a little bit and trying to balance out your resume, so to speak?
Always. You know, it's like we can't just be stuck in one mode. You know, sometimes I like certain music, but it may not be something I would rap about or something that that I would put on my album, but I still like it and appreciate it and listen to it. So I go get somebody that does it better than me. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, it allows me to put my business. I use all my own money to put this project together, from the studio sessions, collecting vocals, arranging, mixing, all that shit. Album cover, picture choice. So it allows me to put on my CEO hat, which is something that you definitely have to think about in the future. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely want to put out artists. I definitely want to put together projects. So this is something that I A&R'd and executive produced.
So take me behind the scenes a little bit. Put your A&R hat on. When you were off of any track from the project, Bay Area's Finest, which one made you, pushed you to the limit in terms of maybe having to have an artist rework something, or they weren't quite giving you, meeting the vision that you had in your mind? Give me a story.
Well, I'll give you a couple. One of them is the song MOE with me and Turf Talk. Originally, I had just that beat and I rapped the verse, and then I sent it to Turf Talk and I said, lay a verse, and if you hear something on the hook, try it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he laid a verse and he laid an idea on the hook. The hook didn't really fit, but the concept he had on the hook was good. So what I did is I gave it to a singer named Pretty Boy, and he kind of vibed off the hook that Turf Talk did and came with a singing form of that that was influenced by the Turf Talk hook. And then I removed the Turf Talk hook and left his hook. So that's one example of seeing a song through completely, because sometimes, you know, a lot of artists are lazy, so they'll do it. The first thing they do, they'll keep. But for me, it's, you know, I may try a couple hooks. I may try a few hooks. I may rewrite a verse. Let me think of another song. There's a song called 16,
yeah,
which is, I think, the second to last song.
Yep.
And I wanted that song to be just three dope-ass young rappers that are just spitting bars. And those three dudes are probably the hottest new Bay spitters. And I got them on a song where they could go crazy. But at first, I did the hook. But it was whack. You know what I'm saying? But there was a part of the hook where I said 16. Because I wanted each artist to spit a hot 16 bar. And there was a part in the hook where I repeated 16. So now I gave my hook to the singer, and he took part of my hook and then changed it up and made it better. And that's the thing about being an A&R, is that you really have to think about what's best for the song, and you really have to think about, is this good or not? And also placing the right artist on top of the right beat, which is something that I think I'm good at doing, because I've done it all my career. Whenever I have features, I always would make sure that you can't just have a feature, but it has to fit that song and make that song better. You know what I mean? So those are two stories of how you take something that's not all that good, but then you work through it and see if it's something better.
You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move. You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move. You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move. You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move.
Huffing and puffing, the track is bumping, discussions eyes on how we crushing. It's nothing, the ones that's bluffing, it's nothing. And while they lunching, we busting to get you up in the club. And we keep you wanting and dubbing, dig it like something you're puffing on. Fill it up in your stomach to your astonishment on a mission. The marvelous starving, this verbal novelist killing them softly, offing them often. They in a coffin, we drilling them. Time, I'm all in the tournament, in the bottom of spit again. Pardon me, but this art is like parliament. Rockets parking all on your Gordons and Lodges like Pablo Sonic. He's stomping up on a mission of dominance, solid, flawless, so obvious. Calling y'all to the border, get off the wall, everybody, yes. Brazil, everywhere across the Americas, Canada, France, Italy, Copenhagen, Australia. Everywhere, every time, every audience, mass hysteria. Some rappers make good records, but live they are a failure. Mail in your area, special delivery carrier, tearing the various barriers till everyone's everyone. Whether you're heavy or Libra or Aries or Lebanese, vegetarian, ebony, ivory, 17 and 93. I don't care if you're arrogant or inherit inheritance from your parents' parents and then didn't share it with Nair, nigga. Prepare if you dare to get your hands in the air. It's rare form. Mario secretary here with your bear witness the snare. Kicks that'll tear, rip through the blare. Speaker woofers that pummel into the air. Hit ya, it's there with ya, you care. Slifted, don't stare, drift in the air. Shifting slightly, so come into the rear. Get some. Shouting and grinding and bobbing and weaving, we taking you out of your mind. And the science applying is high in the sky, and it's pile is flying, it's dilate. Iris, wireless mics, the fire is bright. Retire, I'm sire, your squire and dire straits. Admiring higher intelligence, sire like silence. Higher like myself, fire spreads out. But rappers that lie to get by and get fried in the bother. So scientists fly when the sky is lit, try and spit fire with my intent. I invent sciences, try the best with no side effects. By a vest, I'll be lying in rest, trying to test the eye in the eye of the fire. Bring lion and iron tiger.
You got to groove, freeze, stand still, move. You got to groove, freeze, stand still, move. You got to groove, freeze, stand still, move. You got to groove, freeze, stand still, move.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Defari, West Coast legendary, Liquid Kings, worldwide famous, in the building on Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. You already know what it is. You know where to get the real.
You looking straight ahead, but I'm throwing you a curveball. We are the mighty, mighty Liquid Junkie crew, y'all. We've been down for years, stick around till the last call. What you pitching, dog? I'm throwing you a curveball. You looking straight ahead, but I'm throwing you a curveball. We are the mighty, mighty Liquid Junkie crew, y'all. We've been down for years, stick around till the last call. What you pitching, dog? I'm throwing you a curveball.
The rusty ratchet, I pitch it, thousands catch it. To be more specific, I'm so fantastic. I am hip-hop, I'm digitally mastered. Turn the radio up, you grimy bastard. King of the underground, label me what you choose. In a sporty two-seater with brand new shoes. Beat the hop, drop the top in Tom Cruise. We just touched LAX, what else is new? Break the cycle, his rhymes are mere recycled attempts to get you to like him, not a rule. Never since day one, not the same leather, same jeans, same gun. My own flavors, never silly dumb shit. Liquid Junkies, the band you must fuck with. We bring soul all through the Republic. The Liquid, the Junkies, the band you must fuck with.
You looking straight ahead, but I'm throwing you a curveball. We are the mighty, mighty Liquid Junkie crew, y'all. We've been down for years, stick around till the last call. What you pitching, dog? I'm throwing you a curveball. You looking straight ahead, but I'm throwing you a curveball. We are the mighty, mighty Liquid Junkie crew, y'all. We've been down for years, stick around till the last call. What you pitching, dog? I'm throwing you a curveball.
Love to hustle, love to get it any way I can with no handouts. Watch it pan out, how I plan now. Real love involved, I love it when my mother calls just to tell her son, keep grinding till you shine amongst the stars. I love it all, summer, spring, winter, fall. Love it when my baby mama leaves the drama at a crib. Man, I love my Swisher Sweets, blowing OG with my OG. He told me this life ain't sweet. He love how I ride the beat. I love how I'm bending corners when I'm in that bucket though, bucket low. Watching out for them wolves in sheep's clothes, we know. Cherish every moment as the day pass. Wouldn't you rather be happy instead of being a fake ass? And they mad, take another drag from the Cohiba. Let the smoke escape my mouth until the point where I can't see you. Take two hits and call me in the morning. She love the vibe, every time we meet it's like try and get my balance right. Not content with average shit, with that I'm adamant. I ain't on that rapper shit or try and bag a bitch. Never knew a love like this, there's no denying. Even when I'm the only one trying, I am.
Preparing over a year and a half process for this project, that you would log and you would kind of chronicle what people were coming in and asking for. Do you think the day of the project that comes out with one or two features on a 15 track project are gone, or no features at all are gone? Because I've talked to some artists that have put out projects recently that are really solid that have zero or one feature, and I wonder about the long and short term success of those projects because of the way that the consumer is wired these days. So do you think that that's a thing of the past, the 0-1 feature, and you have to have a lot of features in order to give yourself an opportunity to have somebody take a look at you?
I think now it's about audience, and I feel like I think people have come accustomed and like features. I think one reason why I did a project like this is so that, you know, one, it's a compilations, whether it was Master P, whether it was JT, yeah, whether it was E-40, whether it was Murder Was the Case soundtrack. So I always grew up on compilations. I felt like it was something that people aren't doing right now in the Bay Area. And I feel like now with the spotlight coming back on the Bay Area, I feel like I wanted to give those kids something that I grew up on. You know what I'm saying? That's why I did it. But at the same time, I'm going to, like, my next solo album isn't going to have very many features just because I feel like I'm at a point in my career where I don't need as many features. You know what I mean? So it may only have one or two features, but those two features will be big features, you know?
Right.
But, I mean, I think it really depends. I think having features sometimes, if you know, it'll help you because people like to hear their artists. I mean, back in the day, I used to buy everything Brother Lin Chung was featured on.
Yeah.
Because he was putting out no albums for a period of 3 or 4 years. And, I mean, I bought Mr. Serve on. I bought all kinds of shit. Just to hear Brother Lynch. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like there's no different. I think sometimes, you know, you got to remember, like, what did you grow up on? And kids are really no different. The technology is different, but it's still the same at heart. When you have an artist you like, you want to hear everything that they do.
So I feel like, you know, features are still important, but they have to be good. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants a, you know, just because you got four guys on a song and the song is shit, it doesn't matter. True. It still has to be a good song.
So speaking of good, how's the screenwriting going?
Man, to tell you the truth, man, I had some good months early in the year. I've been rewriting my screenplay, and I'm damn near done. The difference with music and writing screenplays, uh-huh, is screenplays usually take 8 years of your life.
Okay.
Whereas an album may take at the most a year or two. Now less, but yeah, you know, like, so the process is way more patient when you're writing a screenplay. But I'm finished with the screenplay. I'm going to do one more rewrite. And then I've been jotting down ideas for new movies. Because one thing my teacher told me is try to write down as many ideas for movies as you can before you start making money off of your screenplays. Because then it'll be harder for you to be imaginative, which is always a problem whenever you get money or success. So I'm just writing down all the movie ideas I have, so that once I do finish this script and sell this script, then I have a plethora of ideas to choose from.
Yeah, I like that, man. So Balance510 on Twitter, on SoundCloud, and on Instagram as well, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so let them know. So again, Bay Area's Finest, who's on it, because so they can hear how the one and only Balance is pulling the puppet strings and molding the clay and everything. That's a project that you're gonna love. So let them know how they can get it, man.
Well, you can get it off iTunes. Just type in Bay Area's Finest, or you can listen to it on my SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/balance510. BALANCE510. Either way is cool. But pretty much I got Jake Stylin, Filthy Rich, me, Turf Talk, Tracks A Million, Cousin Feek, Priceless The Rock, HBK Skipper, Love Rance, Young Gully, ABFI, Taji Spitz, man, Joe Blow, Juice, Stevie Joe, Willie Joe, Smoothie Baby, man, I mean, hella people. I said, pretty much every song has like three features on it. But I made sure everybody's rapping on the same subject. So it's a dope project. Check it out. It's produced completely by my boy T. Kelly. He's a dope producer that I worked with before on Golden State Warriors 2. I mean, Golden State Warriors 1. And it's a nice project, 12 songs, $9.99. You'll be happy.
That's what's up. So we're going to get into a couple joints real quick. We're going to get into Every Day. We got Hella. And I know there's another one that I wanted to get into as well here. So 1 second. I know, let's see, we're going to get into Every Day. We're going to get into Hella. And we're going to get into Can't Stop.
Yeah, yeah.
So you listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on
I rep that, yeah. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Every Day. Shit, I rep that, yeah. 100 bitches, 100 niggas, Every Day. Shit, I rep that, yay, hitting corners every motherfucking day. Hey, that. Shit, I rep that, yay, got my bae niggas with me, hey, that. Hey, that. Shit, I rep that, bae, give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Hey, that. Shit, I rep that, bae, 100 goons, 100 goons.
Real way, nigga. What a nigga gon' say to me, I have a nigga on his street. One phone call, have a nigga under a seat. 100 on my K, I reload every day. With a pinky and a thumb, seminary to my dying day. He's the pink Sprite, but we don't go egg hunting. When it's funk on, nigga, we go head hunting.
Got my first piece of pussy, I was only seven. When I caught my first case, I was only 11. Youth detention, no middle finger to the principal. Fuck any pussy nigga hating, no subliminal. Hottest nigga in the East End in the streets. 200 rounds through his caprice, blessed to the sea.
100 bitches, 100 goons. Your team in a hospital, 100 stitches, 100 wounds.
What you got?
Bad bitches, all my bitches come in tools. All my niggas come with tools, put a nigga on the news.
Hey, look, I'm Rich Rocker and I rep that bay. Where? Frisco, Filmo, where I slung that yay. I told my mama, don't worry about me, just pray. I had an ounce and a hammer, I was on my way. I
put my city on the map, cookie in my rap. Young nigga riding around with a hoodie over the Mac.
Popping pills with my town nigga. Why them upper drugs make you wanna down nigga? Say, bro, where you from, huh?
I rep that, yeah, give a fuck what a bitch nigga say, every day. Shit, I rep that, yeah, 100 bitches, 100 niggas, every day, every day. Shit, I rep that, yeah, hitting corners every motherfucking day, every day. Shit, I rep that, yeah, got my bae niggas with me, every day, every day. Shit, I rep that, bae, give a fuck what a bitch nigga say, every day. Shit, I rep that, bae, 100 goons, 100 bitches on the way.
Give a fuck what you say, boy, cause Hef be a bay boy. Try to reach for this chain and this thing it'll make noise. Illinois with a white bitch with fat ass and fake tits. Niggas claim they be eating, but don't look like they ate shit. I'm doper than A-Brits, got money like Jay Prince. Niggas talking like they tough but get low when the case fit. But back to the basics, getting money and sending hoes. Shoot you all in your face, now I'm hot as the oven dough. For me, she gon' go, all I need is a present. I ain't gotta do shit else, I'm already a legend. 100 goons, 100 bitches, and they all on the way. Give a fuck what you say, cause I rep that bay.
West Coast, I ain't gotta say it, niggas knowin'. No, where the gangsters are selling dope, the players are selling hope, and the bitches are selling pussy. Tiffany Mandela, my cone is like a movie. My little nigga, he 15, rockin' with a Uzi. Bitches in my jacuzzi, pretty faces, big booties. They lovin' this town, niggas, the home. We're going stupid, my niggas be going dumb. My hoes be on one. My nigga, I'm on two, and she ready to come through. One going, one coming, revolving those fool. I'm from Cypress Village, right next to Cold School. 10th Street turned me into a cold dude. Why, my
I rep that, yeah, give a fuck what a bitch nigga say, every day. Shit, I rep that, yeah, 100 bitches, 100 niggas, every day, every day. Shit, I rep that, yeah, hitting corners every motherfucking day, every day. Shit, I rep that, yeah, got my bae niggas with me, every day, every day. Shit, I rep that, bae, give a fuck what a bitch nigga say, every day. Shit, I rep that, yeah, 100 goons, 100 bitches on the way, every day.
Be hella, hella, hella on. The bitches say my we be hella, hella, hella strong. Hella hoes, hella phones, I got hella home. Hella haters, hella foes, I got hella clowns. Hella clothes, hella shows. Hella ice, hella froze, she hella chose. Hella bottles, hella bros, hella dough. Hella flopper, hella ties, we just hella mode. My mama hella fine, but she hella broke. Hella bands, I get hella low. Hella bread, hella head, I get hella dough. Hella lead at your head if you hella show. Hella bitches in a dip, hella bitches wanna flick. I want a hell of a nigga, I slag a hell of a dick. She got a hell of a figure, I want a hella just hit. I had hella this nigga, still hella on my shit. Hella this, hella that, for the hell of it. Hella bands, getting hella rich. She hella fine and she hella thick. I'm hella on, hella gone, doing hella shit.
Hella, hella, hella. Hella, hella, hella bitches on my dick. Hella, 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 hella bitches on my dick.
Hella chicks, hella whips, hella fits, yeah. Hella kicks, hella spits, hella bit, yeah. Hella deep up in the club, hella lit. Hella ice, hella nice, hella shit, yeah. Hella squirrel, hella bank, hella dough. Fuck what a nigga think, won't hella mo, yeah. Hella O, hella V, hella scope. Hella rich, yellow bitch, hella toes. Hella chicks on my line, need hella lines, yeah. Hella dimes on mine, fuck hella time. Hella chicks with niggas, hella line, hella line. Put them all in line, fuck every time. Hella niggas I know, hella shine, yeah. On the app all day, hella grind. Collect scratch like a motherfucking telethon. Ever since I was a kid, nigga, hella bomb.
Hella this, hella that, for the hell of it, yeah. Hella bands, getting hella rich, yeah. She hella fine and she hella thick, yeah. I'm hella on, hella gone, doing hella shit. Hella, 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 hella bitches on my dick. Hella, 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 hella bitches on my dick,
yeah. Hella kicks, hella whips, bitches on my dick. I be getting to the money coming from the rich.
putting out for the bay, doing hella shit. Dope bars all day like I'm selling bricks. Getting hella, bad bitch yella. Take a loss and get it back, I never been a dweller. Made it out the underground, came from out the cellar. Heartbreak gang, can't nobody do it better. I'm a rich city nigga and I'm getting to the bread though. Niggas on the payroll, do it cause I said so. Hella bread, hella head grip, never let go. Spin a couple G's, make a bitch feel special. Big dog, they done let me out the vet though. See me in your city, bet I'm getting to the check, ho. I ain't never give a fuck, I'm celibate. Best to ever do it, and I did it for the hell of it.
Hella this, hella that, for the hell of it. Hella bands, getting hella rich. She hella fine and she hella thick. I'm hella on, hella gone, doing hella shit.
Hella, 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 hella bitches on my dick. Hella, 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 hella bitches on my dick.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I have a gentleman with me who goes by the name of Soul Two Dots, or you might know him as Soul. You got to know his music. What's up with you, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I'm happy to be alive. Great day outside in the city, so just ready to keep running, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm going to hit you off with this right from the top. I'm used to people thinking that I'm weird. Lack of comprehension leads to fear. History has taught us that over the years, and it always is repeating itself, but nobody cares. Everything that happened ain't racist. I mean, you go on to say, think before you name your kid. I'm just saying. I love that lyric. That's from your most recent joint that you just put out, Maverick Memoirs of a Loner. I think that's Cultivated One, if I'm not mistaken. But talk about that. I like that verse, man, especially where you talk about everything that happened ain't racist. So when you were writing that song, take me inside your head, man.
I wrote the whole EP within about a year and a half span. So I actually was writing that while I was substitute teaching in this high school, and I just kind of felt, you know, inspired, and just before all of the, you know, the it was right around, I guess, like Trayvon Martin and stuff like that, but before all of the extra police brutalities and stuff like that. But, you know, just stuff that's been on my mind consciously all the time. You know, I always see Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton come out whenever it's appropriate, when the cameras are out and there's something, you know, black involvement that requires a lot of press. But, and just in general, you know, just conscious thoughts and just conversations that I have with myself and some peers and my older people as well. So, and then looking at the youth, you know what I mean? Just looking at the younger generation and seeing the things that they've taken from when I was a youth, and how things have kind of changed, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. I heard you say you were a substitute teacher for a while. I subbed for about a year and a half, 2 years. So what grades did you sub? I did K through 12, but I stayed away from kindergartners because kindergartners lose their mind too easy. And I did a lot. I did some high school as well, but mostly my niche was 7th and 8th graders. What about you? What did you sub mostly?
Okay. Yeah, I was subbing in mostly high school. I was coaching freshman football too at the time. So, you know, I got my degree in coaching and youth sports development, so I'm just kind of, in any aspect of the kids and stuff like that, I was really concentrated on working that whole avenue once I got my degree.
Okay, I like that, man. I like that. So, what you talked about recording this album over a certain period of time, or about a year and a half period of time, in terms of preparing for that, this offering, when you get to the point where this is a capsule, where this is a representation of your life at a certain period of time, how do you start to prepare the next one? And then what's the response been like so far? Because I know it's a couple of months old. How what's the response been like so far to the album?
Man, the response has been pretty good. You know, I've gotten some new listeners. You know, I've been able to talk to some people on some podcasts and things like that. So it's been doing what I envisioned, you know what I mean, in terms of taking the next step forward in my career as an artist. And then with the project just in general, man, I started writing it while still living in Illinois. I actually wrote Cultivated One and Under the Rug while still in Illinois, just kind of dope tracks that I was just playing around with. And then I moved to Minnesota about a year ago and was just kind of going through some life changes and things like that. And ended up kind of finishing the EP there. I wrote Army of Clouds, Goldfish, Lone.
I like Goldfish.
Pretty much the rest of the EP.
I like Goldfish. Goldfish is a good joint.
We just shot a video for Goldfish too, out in the Twin Cities, so that should be coming out in the next couple of weeks. But really it was just a change in environment, change in life in general, and just I really wanted the project to captivate and draw and paint that picture of what exactly I was kind of going through in my mind and just life in general, you know. So the whole title and the artwork, and I think each song kind of conveys that. I tried to make sure that it fits the theme while still just kind of being its own separate entity of the track, but still being part of the collective with the whole project. So.
Gotcha. Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com with Soul Two Dots, also goes by Soul. Twitter at Soul Two Dots, S-O-L-E, the number two, D-O-T-Z. You mentioned being in Minneapolis, in the state of Minnesota. What's that like being a transplant into a new scene? How has that been in terms of your indoctrination into the scene? Talk about that experience in your career right now.
It's been a real positive one. I had no idea, just coming from Illinois and the resurgence of hip hop that's been coming out of there. I had no idea that hip hop was really so strong in Minneapolis and in Twin Cities in general. Pretty much any open mic, any creative atmosphere you can find, a cypher, people who busting out freestyle and real freestyle, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's a real creative place, a real liberal place. Illinois is kind of conservative and more on the street side, whereas Minneapolis is more liberal and just a little bit more open. So I've been able to explore different ideologies, different mindsets of thinking, just different people in general and accepting different cultures. So in terms of being artistic and creative, I think that's a really good thing. Being able to expand my vocabulary, being able to just expand my thoughts a little bit more and relate to different people. And, coming up with a different sound, I'm able to explore different sounds while up here. Working with producer and engineer and stuff like that. So really the whole, when I say the cultivated, you mentioned the cultivated track and you said a verse from it. So cultivated one is just my whole entire thing before I started being an artist. My Twitter handle was actually cultivated one for like years. So okay. I decided to put that as the name of the song and just trying to really cultivate my own lane and music and just take it to another level in terms of what I like and hopefully people like it with it. So
how do you find the balance as you're wanting to make a name for yourself in the music industry, cutting through the clutter and whatnot, balancing a 9-to-5 and all that? Is that difficult for you as you try to navigate the hip hop waters?
it's a little difficult, actually my job isn't as demanding is probably some people's, but it does get kind of frustrating because I'd rather be in the studio all day, especially for those 8 hours where I'm just kind of doing nothing for somebody else. I would rather be in the studio creating, at home creating, writing. Love the writing process, so I love to just kind of be out on the lake with a nice little breeze, a hoodie, some herbal remedies and just writing stuff. The job thing is a requirement for right now, to get where I need to go. So hopefully my next job will be my final job, and that's just making music and performing.
My vocalizer, socializer, hypnotizer, audible. Calling for construction when I'm busting, it's still audible. Only the epitome of rappers like the easy button. How I illustrate and make it great without the greedy glutton. Skating on these itchy syllables, silly subtractions. What the dealy really, how can Billy hold a bucket? Later for the nothing, I'll be hunting for them ducats. Scheming on schematics with my acrobatic trees. Speeding on the blacktop, blasting Crown City. Holler back if you would be like, yeah, okay then. Crunch time, bottom line, breathing like Olympians. The city is the mini blend. Tracing all the pretty trends, talked all Abyssinians. How to really send the message in the essence like jet. No sweat, just breeze. Secret life of plants in the trees. If you feel it in the wind, then breathe. Okay, yeah. One for your body and two for your soul. If you feel it, you reveal it, let it out and go. One for your moon and two for your sun. If you feel it, you reveal it for everyone. One for yourself and two for your streets. If you feel it, then reveal it, let it go. It's deep. One for your fan and two for your block. If you feel it, popping with the paragraph, rapping with my syllables, soliloquy of sentences. Navigate the differences, indicative of dialogue, the dynasty of discipline. Travel through the winter winds and whistle with the wolf pack. Pick it
up the undertones, underzone, thunderdome, wonder bones, penetrate, eliminate, illuminate, it's uber great, very super mega, best top shelf, all the stealth, interplanet, extra Elohim, talk you with the artistry, the modesty is minimized, sleeping on the squad, you like, oh God, I never realized, silly boy, girl, world, curl up in your palm, unwrap and see the dawn, for the whole day's gone, good grief, gallivanting, galloping, throwing and traveling, traveling, that again, that'll blend magic, a miracle, imperial star, hard, heavenly, exhale, bring it back, Jack, plus I do it well, like, one for your body and two for your soul, if you feel it, do you feel it, let it out and roll, one for your moon and two for your sun, if you feel it, do you feel it for everyone, one for yourself and two for your streets, if you feel it, then repeat it, let it go, it's deep, one for your fam and two for your block, if you feel it, do you feel it like Astro Shot.
Gangsters and hoodlums, rough riding bullets. Better do this, it got problem, face it. End up with a facelift, caught up in a station with a stolen payslip. How you gonna say shit when you effed in the anus? The wolf down the haters.
Oh shit, I gotta wait. Lost, but I gotta wait. Masters around many plays. I got a lot of hate. I admit it, I'm nervous. I got part of play. Still in college days, and power hate and got your ways. 8 days a holiday, 8 grades a lot of beers. Party till the cops is here. Doing what your body fear. Screaming in your mom's ear. Like, more, you kinda weird. Picking up, catching off my back like I'm out of here.
We kush a lot of beers.
Hey, yo, we out of here.
We kush a lot of beers.
Hey, yo, we out of here.
We kush a lot of beers.
Hey, yo, we out of here.
Folks who out of here get drunk with a lot of beers. We kush a lot of beers.
Hey, yo, we out of here.
We kush a lot of beers.
Hey, yo, we out of here.
We kush a lot of beers.
I'm an artist myself, so I do a little bit of recording, and this, in my experience, and tell me how, whether you find this true or not for yourself. Mm-hmm. I used to read articles and listen to interviews, and people would say, an artist would say that a song has to speak to you before the beat, whatever, has to speak to you before you really write to it.
Yeah.
And I never found that to be true. Yeah. And I always struggle with that. And then all of a sudden, maybe I came into my own or whatever that might be. But I found that to be true. There were some songs that I would come across, and maybe a month or two later, the song would speak to me, even though I knew it was a dope beat, but it spoke to me later. Is that, do you find that to be true during your writing process, or what's your writing process like?
My writing process is kind of similar. It kind of differs as well. I do a lot of traveling, just like on public transportation, so I'm listening to music all the time. So I'll have my iPod on shuffle, and then the beat will just come up. And, you know what I mean, sometimes I'll feel it, sometimes I won't. I'll be able to come up with a verse here or there, or a couple bars here and there. I'm not one of those people that just goes to the studio and writes a song or writes a 16 and then just be done with it.
Right.
Because I understand the value of my thoughts, and I understand the perception of my of my words. So I'm always trying to figure out the best way to say something and craft it, and just kind of arrange it in a song as well. But like you said, I kind of, the beat, it's all of, music is more about emotion and feeling for me. So if the track itself already has, is conveying a certain emotion, then I can kind of go from there and tap into whatever words that come out of my brain whenever I get to it. So the creative process is kind of all over the place, you know what I mean? But I've found a good formula for recording. And then in terms of writing, you just got to feel it. I'm kind of a moody person. So, and then writing is really therapy for me. So, I'd say it's all about the emotion and just the feeling for me. The beat is good. Sometimes you can fake it, but it kind of, you can hear it sometimes in the words and stuff like that. So I don't ever want to come off genuine or fake or phony, just in my artistry or in life in general. So.
All right. So we're wrapping up here with Soul 2 Dots. Again, that's SOLE, the number 2, DOTZ. That's on Twitter, SoundCloud, Instagram, all that good stuff.
Now, sure.
Leave me with this, man. What's the best thing somebody has ever said to you in regards to your music and how it's impacted them? Can you think of anything that somebody's ever shared with you?
I'm a really like humble guy. I know a lot of people say that, and that's kind of cliche or whatever. But if you meet me, you'll know that right off the top. But I don't really like saying a whole lot about myself. But one of my homeboys out here, named Radio Ali, a really dope lyricist and MC from Twin Cities. He encouraged me and just kind of told me that I'm gonna change the game a little bit out here. And as an artist and as a rapper in general, you got to have that cocky mode. So you be feeling yourself sometimes, and especially after you get done writing a good verse and stuff like that, and you get high on yourself. But it's really, you putting it out there for the public, and so if the public doesn't receive it as well as you might have thought it they should have, then you kind of get in certain rules and certain modes. And Radio Ali just continues to tell me that I'm going to change the game just with consciousness mixed with some of, the old school elements of hip hop mixed with just being able to relate, I like to stay conscious of using some of the now slang terms with also making sure that I use my region slang terms so that you know I'm from a certain region and not just from everywhere.
Yeah.
And I rep my region. I rep the Midwest. You know what I mean. So, just certain things like that. I'm trying to keep it relatable for the 90s. The golden era, the golden age hip hop here, and some of the new stuff now and in between. You know what I mean. So, I haven't received those Kanye West type of side, co-signs or nothing like that, but I do appreciate whenever somebody does tell me that they my songs or my music meant something to them, like Goldfish or something like that. I've gotten a lot of compliments on Goldfish from a lot of the fellas, so there must be a lot of fellas going through stuff like that.
Nice. So once again, Soul 2 Dots, we're going to get into a couple of joints real quick and a few joints. And of course, two of those are going to be from Soul 2 Dots, also goes by Soul, Cultivated One, and then Reg Day Shit. So we're going to try to bring you back, man. I enjoyed the conversation. So you listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Legendary vibes on that smooth shit. Lyrics I spit, show the competition what time it is. We ain't standing for the fuckery, no more. Chill wave, surfing on this beat like a hurricane at your door. Like Michael Irvin, I'm a star, chilling somewhere next to Mars. I'm hoping this can get me close to God, but if not, it's back to a world where clone wars keep us infatuated with things of no importance. I'm searching for peace and total enlightenment. Stop the ignorance, it's not only just in the Bible, man. People claim to have a good heart, holding their rifles up. Guns kill things, ain't no love up in the bullet, bruh. I'm saving up my money for a passport, cause it won't be long before I'm overseas doing tours. Like the rightful king, I claim ownership of the throne and shit. Remind you of the Beatles with all of this pandemonium. Smoke like I was red, man. Listen to Led Zeppelin. My words like Langston Hughes, they paint a picture, call me Rembrandt. 40 acres in a mule, Spike Lee type of view. Trying to do the right thing, but it's hard when you got gang. Hit her with the charm and sophistication the other day. I told her she don't wanna be a sprung, best to just walk away. Nice guys finish last, good thing I'm an asshole. Tried to be a good guy, but it wasn't worth the hassle. But that's a convo, we'll have another day. Currently I'm fucking this track all up with my wordplay. Abstract mind and I'm high most of the time, so I got the type of groove that keep you flying in the sky. Get on your feet, get with this funky shit. Soul 2 Dots, sophisticated and intelligent. Always been the man, but stay humble, you just irrelevant. It's been that way for years, you just finally get incognizant. Vans on, rag stock is where I got these pants from. With a vintage Tommy Hilfiger shirt out the thrift store. Poverty stricken, but got a pot to piss in. College left me in debt, it wasn't worth the price of tuition. Still the illest nigga doing it, I'm true to this. You can get out of my face, you're dismissed from class. Whooping your ass like I'm a bully after school. Taking all your damn lunch money, fool. A grown nigga still getting wedgies, not even worth it to beat you. Too easy, no match for me. Fatal fatalities when you step to this. We can take it back to Mortal Kombat, Sega Genesis. Or I can scope you right in the GoldenEye with the rocket launcher I found killing that other guy. So be on red alert, I'm on good dirt with pineapple white owls that stuff with the finest earth. Legendary vibes on that smooth shit. Lyrics I spit, show the competition what time it is. We ain't standing for the fuckery, no more. Chill wave, surfing on this beat like a hurricane at your door. Like Michael Irvin, I'm a star, chilling somewhere next to Mars. I'm hoping this can get me close to God, but if not, it's back to a world where clone wars keep us infatuated with things of no importance. I'm searching for peace and total enlightenment. Stop the ignorance, it's not only just in the Bible, man. People claim to have a good heart, holding their rifles up. Guns kill things, ain't no love up in the bullet, bruh. I'm saving up my money for a passport, cause it won't be long before I'm overseas doing tours. Like the rightful king, I claim ownership of the throne and shit. Remind you of the Beatles with all of this pandemonium. Smoke like I was red, man. Listen to Led Zeppelin. My words like Langston Hughes, they paint a picture, call me Rembrandt. 40 acres in a mule, Spike Lee type of view. Trying to do the right thing, but it's hard when you got game. Hit her with the charm and sophistication the other day. I told her she don't wanna be a sprung, best to just walk away. Nice guys finish last, good thing I'm an asshole. Tried to be a good guy, but it wasn't worth the hassle. But that's a convo, we'll have another day. Currently I'm fucking this track all up with my wordplay. Abstract mind and I'm high most of the time, so I got the type of groove that keep you flying in the sky. Get on your feet, get with this funky shit. Soul 2 Dots, sophisticated and intelligent. Always been the man, but stay humble, you just irrelevant. It's been that way for years, you just finally get incognizant. Vans on, rag stock is where I got these pants from. With a vintage Tommy Hilfiger shirt out the thrift store. Poverty stricken, but got a pot to piss in. College left me in debt, it wasn't worth the price of tuition. Still the illest nigga doing it, I'm true to this. You can get out of my face, you're dismissed from class. Whooping your ass like I'm a bully after school. Taking all your damn lunch money, fool. A grown nigga still getting wedgies, not even worth it to beat you. Too easy, no match for me.
fatal fatalities when you step to this. We could take it back to Mortal Kombat, Sega Genesis. Or I could scope you right into GoldenEye with the rocket launcher I found killing that other guy. So be on red alert, I'm on good dirt with pineapple white owls that stuff with the finest earth.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So we want to say, I want to say a thank you to Balance. He'll definitely be back because this is not his second or third time. He's been back to Microphone Masters many times. And Soul 2 Dots, real cool dude. So appreciate
you. We need to make a badge. We need to make an OG Microphone Masters veteran visitor guest badge or something.
Yes, sir. I like the way you think, Mr. Blaze Rock. And so with no further ado, I know, Blaze Rock, you're going to have your last words. But as I mentioned earlier, my last words, I'm going to throw the softball to Star Saxon. The Clippers lost today. They lost. They were up 3-1. My wife, I was sitting watching game 6 with my wife. We were in bed getting ready to go to sleep. She was halfway asleep. She said, this game should be over, dear. Why don't you just come to bed? And I said, I'm going to just watch a little bit. I'm trying to wind down. And before you know it, she was saying, what the hell are they doing? What's wrong with
you? Yeah.
How come he's not shooting the ball? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with this guy? A few weeks ago, you said that you were like, so I want you to give the obituary for the Clippers.
Heck yeah. Sorry, man. Let me crack my knuckles. Let's put it like this, dude. All you Star Wars fans out here, we got a new movie coming out in the fall or winter. But let's just put it like this. I would like to thank bitch-ass Dwight Howard. I would like to thank my man James Harden for restoring balance to the Force. Eliminating the flipper. Look, man, these niggas was up 3-1, dude. I clicked the whole series off. Like the Rockets didn't even play with no heart. It's like they didn't want to fucking be there. It was like 3-1, right?
Yep.
And then that closeout game, I turned it on. I was like, oh, these motherfuckers, they about to get ran through. And I clicked the game off. I woke up the next day. I got one friend, my man Charles. This dude lives in Los Feliz, LA. He is a diehard Clipper fan. This motherfucker been a Clipper fan since I met his ass in the early 2000s. Like, he's old school. He said he was going to Clippers games in the fucking sports arena. Only real Clipper fan I know. Right? So, I feel bad for the guy. So, I'm like, wait, these motherfuckers lost? And they're like, yo, the Rockets came back on. I'm like, okay, but you know what? Just gonna be just my luck, man. My son is born. All you gonna know is the Clippers winning this fucking championship. There's too much karma going against me. Then I walk into the bar today. I'm like, man, let me see these motherfuckers win this shit. I'm going to drink my way to pain. The Clippers in the Little West Conference Final. I walk in the bar, and the score is like 22 to like 12 or something. But the only problem is the 22 is on the right-hand side of the scoreboard, and like the 12 is on the left-hand side. That's how I walk. I'm like, hold up. I thought the Clippers had a home court advantage. She's like, nah, dude. The Rockets got home court advantage. I'm like, what did the Rockets win 3 games? They won 3 games. They're like, whoa. You tell me this shit is 3-3. The Rockets are up and they're at home. And James Harden is finally playing and they look like they care.
Yeah.
Oh, this shit's a wrap. So I'm watching this shit. Okay. So listen, let me just fast forward, man. Beginning to end, Rockets got in that ass. So when you said you want me to put a eulogy on the Clippers, I want to remind all these disrespectful Clipper fans who was shitting on my man Chick Hearn's statue outside the Staples Center, the house that the Lakers built, that they just get the fucking sublet on fucking Saturdays. Who the fuck wants to go play, watch a basketball game on a Saturday night in Los Angeles? There's other shit to do. For all those disrespectful Clippers fans, for all those gentrified Angelinos that can't afford Lakers tickets, for the motherfuckers that became Clippers fans because the purple and gold swag don't match with any of their outfits, but the white does. Look, man. It's over, dude. You had your little fun. But it's over. DeAndre Jordan is a free agent. There's no way in hell I get that motherfucking max dollars. So he ain't gonna ask for max dollars. So he's gone. So you ain't gonna be able to rebuild a team with his little penny ante salary he had anyway. Matt Barnes, he's a Bruin. He's probably gonna have to go, dude. All that motherfucker do is he just wants to fight. He had no points in this game. How you got no points in the game 7? No points. And then try to throw a cheap shot before we're going to pull up a game.
I saw that.
There's tons of problems. Chris Paul. okay, he's a good NBA player, but let's be honest, man. Every time this dude loses, he looks like Gary Coleman when he didn't get his Christmas wish. Puppy dog out. I got a JPEG of the screen when he knew he was gonna lose with the big ass eyes, the little amber eyes, whatever. And it was just like, yo, that's that pivotal point in your life when you realize you thought you were number one, but in reality you're number two.
Wow.
You need some help, but you gotta give up the dollars, dude, because you ain't the number one. Blake Griffin. You ain't the number one either. So you trying to go to the finals with two twos, it ain't gonna work. Finally, so I can put the nail in the coffin in Eminem style. The first motherfucker to get off the Clippers bandwagon was the first nigga that shouldn't have been on it. Magic Johnson. Let out a bitch-ass Magic Johnson tweet. Talking some shit about it. I thought the Clippers weren't what it took to close out a game 7 after beating the Spurs, but they sadly didn't learn that. And instead, the Clippers are just the same old Clippers.
Wow.
Tweet. I put that shit on my fucking Twitter account. Y'all can read it verbatim. Here's my point, though. Magic, you was talking all this shit about Jim Buss. Jim Buss done a lot of running. You was like Steve Ballmer into the fullest. This whole fucking Clippers ownership shit all was down because you was hanging out with niggas fucking the Clippers owner. V. Stiviano or whatever. Magic Johnson has contaminated his legacy in my mind, adulterating himself and the motherfucking Clippers. Clippers fucking owner's side piece. Is he a man or is he a woman? You tweeted about the Clippers guy with a tape win earlier in the year. You rah-rah on these motherfuckers, and you supposed to be the heart and soul of the Lakers. Now when they lose, you front like you fucking was bitching on all the niggas through the last 3 years, dude. I'm at a loss for words, dude. All I know is, let me just calm down. Magic Johnson been shit on the Lakers since Jim Buss took over. This nigga's dick riding the Clippers. These niggas lose like we all knew they was going to lose. And he's the first nigga off the wagon, dude. I'm through with the Clippers. Let me put it like this, man. I'm through with Magic, man. This nigga cheating on his wife, got HIV. He ain't even teaching his son no ball handling skills. This nigga's walking around like he on Project Runway. I don't give a fuck about a sexual orientation. I'm just tripping on the fact that your dad is Magic Johnson, yet you fat and out of shape. You need to take care of your own house, Magic, before you try to shit on the fucking Lakers. I don't give a fuck who owning the Lakers, man. You can take your ass back to Michigan and go root for Michigan State. I'm done.
Damn.
Wow, that was. I'm kind of laughing right now. You know what I mean? Because yeah, I mean I'm not a Clippers fan, nor am I a Lakers fan, but I am a fan of laughing at shit when shit goes wrong, and that's pretty funny to me because shit went way fucking wrong, dude. I do gotta admit though, what Jay was talking about, you know, my wife and I were getting to bed, you know, relaxing, chilling, getting ready to, you know, kind of take it down, go to sleep. And we were like, okay, well, this game's over. As we're sitting there, and we're pretty much doing the same thing. We're like, this game is a wrap. Then we start looking, it's like, wait. What the hell just happened, dude? Out of nowhere, dude. I mean, for real, I've been watching a lot of basketball this playoff, right? I think I've watched at least a half of every game. And, I mean, including that crazy-ass Hawks and Wizards season series. But anyway, I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? And like, even the next day, like on Sports, you know, SportsCenter's on, and I'm still kind of staring at the TV like, yo, what the fuck just happened? And it was like, in my heart, in my soul, I was just like, yo, this series is fucking over. This series is over. And everybody's like, nah, the Clippers about to take that. I was like, the Clippers about to go home. Because they, dude, it was like, I swear Josh Smith took somebody's soul, bro. Because when he hit them, man, he hit like two or three threes in a row out of like nowhere. And it was like, you could just see everything deflate from the Clippers, the Clippers bench, the Clippers fans, Steve Ballmer, who, I mean, goddamn, dude, sit down and relax. But just fucking crazy. I mean, dude, like he you know, I applaud his enthusiasm and all, you know, and I've read a lot about him as far as, you know, his penchant for that type of shit, even in regular ass meetings and all, and that's great. And yeah, and if you weren't a billionaire, people would be like, look at the crazy guy over there on the sideline. But dude, the Clippers, like, I mean, for real, I don't even know where you go from that. like the Clippers just, I mean, without a better way of saying, the Clippers just shit the bed, like, straight up. They were in a position to really do something and just absolutely blew it. I mean, by no means am I a fan of Dwight Howard. By no means. I don't fuck with that kid, dude. But when as a fan, I can say that Dwight Howard's team took your soul. There's no coming back from that. It's time to wrap it up. It's time to make some changes. I do agree with my man Star Saxon about Matt Barnes. Anyone who knows me knows I have a very, very, very deep penchant for distaste for Matt Barnes, simply because he's like a pseudo goon. And like, I feel like if you going goon, you need to be a goon. Don't be a pretty boy fake goon. Don't try to run up on somebody from behind and shit, goon. That's not a goon in my estimation. That's not some Charles Oakley shit. You know what I mean? If you gonna body somebody, go ahead and body them face up. And if they act up, go ahead and give it to them. Not Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes will wait till the motherfucker's running down for a free throw and clothesline him, or running down for a free throw and reach from behind and pull him down or something chicken shit. So I mean, I can't respect that dude. I'm always pleased when he fails, which, you know, people always front like, I never wish negative on anybody. I wish negative on him all the fucking time. Every time I see this cocksucker hop up on fucking NBA 2K15, I'm like, fuck Matt Barnes. Like, and I fucking play with the Clippers on 2K15, man. And I could be lighting it up. DJ, you know, DJ is my man, even though he can't shoot a free throw to save his life. But ultimately, for real, as soon as Matt Barnes enters the game, I'm like, get this fucking guy out here. I turn this shit to manual subs and put his ass at the very bottom of some shit. And if I wasn't, you can't fucking cheat online and like change the roster or no shit, because they, you know, it does that. So as soon as it does it, I pause the game. I could be blowing a team out. I pause the game, pull this motherfucker out every single time. At any rate, I am very glad. I mean, I like Chris Paul, so I'm gonna say this. This is one thing I will say. I like Chris Paul, so there's a part of me that feels bad, you know, that they didn't win anything and that they got booted out so quickly, you know, and that is my feeling about that. I do not deny it, but at the same time, fuck the Clippers. Like I said, I'm not a fan, and I'm not a Laker fan either, but fuck the Clippers, bro. Fuck all that shit.
So, I took a little bit of your shine, so I mean, I know I made my last word your last word, so did you have anything else you want to say before we head out of here?
Yeah, I mean, just a reminder, two things. Time for the Clippers to go to Seattle, and I give a fuck about them. It's time to go. That's part one. And part two, it's oh so sweet that an Angelino native, Westchester High's finest, and former Laker Trevor Ariza, dropped the dagger three to bring balance to the sports.
I told my son Kendrick all the time, I say, I wish that we had kept Trevor Ariza. I know that when we have on our chest, we won a championship, but I don't care. I wish we had kept Trevor Ariza. That's what I said.
Every time I see Trevor Ariza, especially even in this series, the first thing pops in my head is, what the fuck were the Lakers thinking? Every single time I think that.
$4 million. It was like $4 million. He wanted a four-year deal at $4 million a year, and Ron Artest wanted a three-year deal at $4 million a year. It was one extra year, man. Yeah.
So we're going to head out of here. This is the Microphone Masters Radio Show on WNN.com. On behalf of Blaze Rock, on behalf of the absent Rich Nick, on behalf of the In the Zone Star Saxon, I am Jay Love. We're going to head out with the one and only BB King. The Thrill is Gone. The Thrill is Gone. A classic BB King song. Until next time, make sure you hit us up, mm@WNN.com. Until next time, you can.
Yeah.
Thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. The thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away. You know you've done me wrong, baby. And you
some